The Postal Service has a process to ensure that workers are kept safe from accidents on the job. But the Inspector General has found that employees don't always follow the process. Joining us now is Judy Lenhart. She is the Acting Deputy Assistant Inspector General for Support Operations in the Office of the Inspector General. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Most certainly. Thank you for having me.
So from what I gathered after reading your report, it's not so much that the Postal Service doesn't have a system in place to keep workers safe. It's that the workers just don't abide by the system. Did your report explore why?
Well, yes, we did, and we spoke with them. Our report basically, we reviewed specific facilities at 8 different locations, but we also did a random selection of all of our various processing and distribution centers to come up with an analysis that basically reflected the Postal Service as a whole. And generally, it reinstates the importance of communication and having procedures and training. And we found that, you know, when we were in the facilities, when we noticed things that were out of line or where there were dangers, the facilities themselves were very quick to fix them immediately. And they were also very quick to make sure that their people had the training and were, you know, basically reinformed on some of the standards to keep them safe.
What are actually some of the biggest safety hazards at postal facilities?
Well, a lot of them have to deal with basically loading docks and what's called powered industrial trucks. Basically, you get a motorized vehicle and you have a higher chance of a significant injury occurring. The loading docks weren't always following the procedures that are required. One location we looked at had been having recurring accidents, even though they'd updated their procedures. And they had a number of injuries since 2010. Another location had a red light, green light process to ensure safety, but those lights were either not working or not working properly. So loading docks can be a bit of a hazard and a concern, and it's something the Postal Service wants to pay close attention to. The other situation that basically we found there was less attention being paid to, but it's very important, are the various eyewash and shower stations to basically, you know, where workers can get to these stations in less than 10 seconds if they're exposed to hazardous materials. And we found some problems with, like, locked doors, accessibility, and blockages, and keeping those stations fresh and current that, of course, once we brought them to the Postal Service's attention, they fix them, but it's something that we have to be vigilant on and make sure that our employees, if something does occur, can get the help they need quickly.
A report like yours actually highlights things about the Postal Service people might not realize. Most people might think of people who get hurt who are Postal Service workers would be, you know, letter carriers who might slip on the ice or get attacked by an angry dog or, you know, the classic kind of things that you would expect from the Postal Service. You're talking about hazardous materials. How would a Postal Service worker encounter something like that?
Well, actually, fortunately, we haven't encountered that much in the last decade. However, in 2001, with the anthrax attack that affected postal facilities, we have become much more vigilant, and we have these eyewash stations and showers in case some material would get past our biohazard detection systems and get to our employees. We have not had any incidents since the 2001 occurrence.
We're speaking with Judy Lenhart, the Acting Deputy Assistant Inspector General for Support Operations in the Office of the Inspector General at the Postal Service. And do you think that given the fact that you did find some deficiencies here and there, is the lack of funds or the tight budgets at Postal Service a contributing factor to maybe the existence of some unsafe situations?
Actually, no. In fact, management made it very clear to us that this was their first priority, and they reiterated it to employees who, you know, basically when we spoke to them might say, gee, I'm sorry, but, you know, things are really stressful with our budget situation. The Postal Service took the time to tell their employees and their managers that safety is first here. The challenge is that we have over 38,000 facilities, and, you know, about 600,000 employees that we need to keep safe, and making sure that we consistently get that message to them and that all those safety metrics are consistently in place to protect them.
Does that then require a mindset change or a culture change or a shift of some sort, not with the Postal Service itself, but with the workers? Because they are the ones, as you said in your report, that are not necessarily following all of the rules.
To a certain extent, and I think Postal Management is doing a wonderful job in reaching out to them and reassuring them that regardless of what the current economic environment may be or the economic straits of the Postal Service, that their safety comes first. And they've done that beautifully in responding to our recommendations. They've put on, besides putting out policies, procedures, and reiterating them, they've had training procedures. They've put levels from high management notes out there letting workers know that safety is first, and it's very important to the Postal Service culture that they know that.
Meanwhile, there's that safety toolkit. You were talking about the powered industrial trucks, and there's a safety toolkit that goes along with those trucks. What would a toolkit like that include, and what should it include?
Actually, I had to go back to my auditors and follow up with that. Our safety toolkit is a basically information system. It's where we log and track all of the hazards that have been identified in inspections, hazards that employees have identified that management is following up on, and various OSHA compliance issues. So basically, it's the safety toolkit is an information system that makes all of the information and concerns about Postal Service safety there and available to management and to the various oversight organizations to track and you know keep abreast of. And the powered industrial trucks, of course, these are basically the vehicles that are basically out on our loading dock and moving the mail around. And they, of course, they have some general requirements for triennial reviews and safety inspections, both with OSHA and the Postal Service.
Now, adjusting for the fact that the postal worker population has been steadily dropping over the last couple of years, is the Postal Service safer than it was 5 years ago in terms of accidents and injuries per unit of workers?
Well, the other interesting fact is that the Postal Service's OSHA requirements and inspections have really basically kind of come into existence and been ramped up in the last 10 years. OSHA has noticed in the last two fiscal years more incidents, more serious violations, and we've, you know, of course, the Postal Service has been, you know, trying to stay abreast of those. So we have seen an increase, but the increase may not be directly related to safety. It might be related to increased inspections and attention, such as this audit.